Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 25. Good news from far away is like cold water to the thirsty. This wonderful proverb doesn't make much sense in our modern world where communications across the globe are instant. However, I remember the days before such impressively instant communications. When I lived in India, we had to communicate by post, and it could take a couple of weeks for letters to arrive from the UK. The highlight of my day was when the postman cycled onto our compound, proudly ringing his bell. When I discovered that he had letters for me, it was just like being given a glass of cold water on a hot day. When the writer of Proverbs was putting together his wise words, it was incredibly difficult and dangerous to send news over a big distance. To receive any news was amazing, and to receive good news from a distant place was absolutely wonderful. The Bible is full of good news. It tells us that we're made in the image of God, and that we are loved by the Creator of the world. At times we might feel unimportant and unloved, but God has a completely different view of us, and he showed us his love supremely when he sent Jesus into the world. Through Jesus' death on the cross, we are offered forgiveness and eternal life. This is surely the best news the world has ever heard. I'm so glad to share these reflections with you. It's a privilege to bring you a verse or two each day, but I warmly encourage you to sit down with the Bible and read longer chunks of it. I particularly commend Immerse, the Bible reading experience. It has no chapter and verse divisions, which you find in most Bibles, so you read it like any other book, and there are many groups who meet around the country to read Immerse together. Good news needs to be shared. So let me ask you a question. In what way has the Bible brought good news into your life? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that you understand us so completely that you're able to meet our deepest needs. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.